You know what?
What, Johnny?
My demon and I finally had our talk.
Oh, did it tell you what it wants?
It wants a piece of me.
That's what it told you?
No, there's more than that.
Did you make a truce?
Yeah, but you know, you gotta stay awake around those things. You turn your back, they'll take a bite out of you.
They never sleep.
And what about that genie that you dreamed about?
It was Sanford White dressed up in a turban.
Did you ever see him again?
No, but I did talk to my demon.
Well, what did she want?
She wanted to be somebody.
Who?
Me.
Did you tell her you were already you?
She was frightened.
Your demon was scared of you?
She's insecure.
I wish mine was that easy.
Yours is easier.
No way. Mine never quits.
It won't quit because you won't quit.
Yeah, yeah.
You win by not winning, Johnny.
I quit fighting. Honest.
So you're okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
It was fun while it lasted.
Was it?
Not really.
Hey, how you doing, Zevo?
I'm okay.
What's that?
I'm doing some tuning.
What are you tuning?
Rooms.
You mean the environments in the rooms?
Yeah.
Are some of those holograms?
Yeah, some.
You mean like the Star Trek holodeck?
I wish.
But some of the rooms are hologram-friendly, right?
Sure.
Those robots that follow us around, do they all have cameras?
Some. Why?
I've been watching the way they've been watching me.
Well, they collect data.
Yeah, I figure they collect a lot of things. Zevo Black?
What?
I saw you in Philly.
Oh, yeah?
Your turban was smoking.
When was that?
A long, long time ago. I just talked to Zevo.
What's he up to?
You been in his cottage?
No. Why?
That's no quaint cottage. That's a high-tech control room.
What for? A flying saucer?
It holds the controls for the entire castle.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a state-of-the-art editing facility.
An editing facility?
Go see for yourself.
You bet I will.
You might even see yourself.
What?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah? What's the word?
Yeah, what's up?
Truth, well,
White Castle.
Truth, stranger than fiction.
Did Mark
Twain say that?
So, Zevo, does White know about this?
I run everything by him.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He approves the edits.
How do you collect all this footage? Ah, those damn midgets.
Yeah, the robots.
I knew it. They're always underfoot. That's because they're videotaping our every move.
Well, not every move.
Oh, no?
The boss man believes in some privacy.
You know, I'd like to get my hands on your boss man.
Well, I doubt you'll have that pleasure.
Where is he?
It's hard to say.
Is he here?
No.
Look, I want to know where he is.
I never know. I put the edits up on the server, and he checks in and approves it, or tells me to make changes.
Well, that's just great.
Do you want to talk to him?
You bet I do.
Well, I'll let him know.
So all this time you knew how to reach him?
I told you. I know where to leave a message. Whether he responds or not, that's up to the boss man.
Well, you tell White. We all want to talk to him.
Merci, Zevo.
You're on any time, boss.
Ah, there you are, Claudine. Bonjour.
Bonjour, Sanford.
And Monsieur Flanders, bonjour.
Yeah, sure. Bonjour.
Have you enjoyed your stay?
Sanford, you are very sneaky.
I was merely offering enlightening entertainment.
Yeah, enlightening and entertaining yourself.
Each of you had the opportunity to confront at least one of your personal demons, and it appears you all came away awakened to the magical wonders of your own being.
You set us up, White.
So, let me get this. You invite people here just to run them through this electronic maze and see if they'll survive?
Self-realization is an essential part of awakening.
You used us as your guinea pigs, White.
Now, Jack. As Claudine said, you were acting far too smugly.
All this time you've been spying on us?
No, merely collecting data.
You treated us like your puppets.
Not everyone comes to terms with their demons. You were splendid, all of you. I am very impressed.
Sanford, that wasn't very nice.
Awakening is never nice.
What you did was rotten.
Oh, Dominique, did you not come to understand your mother's need for love and affection?
She possessed me.
Yes, well, it was necessary for you to, in a sense, become your mother.
That was mean.
I suppose. Johnny Seven?
Yeah?
You finally ceased fighting your demons.
Yeah, when I'm beat.
No, you won by not winning.
Yeah.
Well, Rose.
Yes?
Was it not simply insecurity that drove your demon?
It was more frightened than I was. I never would have believed it.
Insecurity can create so many demons. And now, Claudine. The beautiful Claudine, caught in her own reflection. But you surprised me. You were never caught at all. Apparently, you were always friendly with your little vanity demon.
It wasn't that easy, Sanford.
Still, I was impressed. And Mojo, you were the most entertaining of all. You knew your demons and knew how to play with them.
Well, I've been dealing with my demons for a long time.
But Zivo had you going there, didn't he?
Ooga Booga Jones? Where did you come up with that?
Well, I can take some credit.
Well, what was that? Get Whitey?
Just a little joke.
So that was Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you.
Because you're mine. And last, Jack Flanders. I thought you would never acknowledge that you even had any demons. So I had to take drastic steps.
Yeah, well, that was really underhanded.
Jealousy is such a nasty little demon.
If Mojo hadn't come across Zivo editing those images, I'd still believe what I saw.
If you hadn't so quickly leapt to conclusions, you would have noticed the lip sync was terrible. Zivo, can't you be more precise?
Well, I had to match lips to words spoken all over the castle, boss.
Fortunately, our technology keeps improving. In time, we'll have it perfect, won't we, Zivo?
It's getting better and better.
Good. Now, Jack, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Claudine alone.
Oh? Why?
To apologize.
Is that all right, Jack?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. No problem. So, that's it.
That's what?
It's the end of the voyage.
That's it?
That's all?
It's time to move on.
Move on to where?
Maybe I'll go back to Inverness.
Is that place still standing?
My aunt left an endowment. It's being cared for.
What is Inverness?
It's the one place I think of as home.
It's an old mansion, right?
Yeah. It's filled with memories.
You know, you could always add more.
Add more memories?
Yeah, you could install plasma walls.
You can hire Zivo.
Yeah, and have the place overrun with robots.
No more robots.
You can redo the rooms so you can be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere but where I am.
You could be here, or there, or anywhere.
In other words, why be here now when I can be here tomorrow?
What about Claudine?
Will she join you?
I have no idea.
They told me I'd find you here.
Did you have a nice chat with White?
I did.
Did he apologize?
No.
Did he proposition you?
Oh, Jack.
Well, did he?
He did.
Uh-huh.
But not in the way you're thinking.
Oh, come on.
Sanford has a project.
Yeah. Project Claudine.
No. Are you interested?
In what?
What he has in mind.
Why?
Because it's the sort of thing you do.
Oh, you mean madcap adventures?
Maybe.
I can tell that you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you trust him.
Yes, I do.
Claudine, he's a magician.
I know.
He'll always have something up his sleeve.
I know.
If I say no, will I ever see you again?
Of course, but...
But not for a long time.
Probably not.
Claudine.
Yes, Jack?
You are so damn independent.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like that.
Yeah.
Well, so?
So, what's he up to?
Well, what Sanford has in mind is...
Wait. Are there robots involved?
I hope not.
Okay. Continue.